You're listening to SBS News.
Norwegian officials have adjusted their advice on who gets the COVID-19 vaccine in light of a small number of deaths in terminally ill elderly people. The Norwegian Medicines Agency yesterday reported a total of 33 people had suffered side effects, 13 of whom have died. Steinar Madsen, medical director of the Norwegian Medicines Agency, says all the deaths occurred among patients in nursing homes and all were over the age of 80.
What we have seen is that we have reports of people dying shortly after being vaccinated. All these people are nursing home patients. They're all very sick and they have a very short lifespan. But what we did see is that some of these patients had fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and that could have tipped them over with a very severe underlying disease.
The agency listed fever and nausea as side effects, which may have led to the deaths of some older, more frail patients. More than 30,000 people have received a first shot of either the Pfizer or Moderna coronavirus vaccine in the Scandinavian country since the end of December. Despite the deaths, Mr. Madsen says vaccination will continue.
As I said, we are not worried about this. There is no reason to fear the vaccine. We just want to be a little more specific with a small group of very ill patients. Otherwise, we see no problem with continuing the vaccination.
Overall, Norway has seen 58,000 cases and reported 517 deaths. Across the world, officials expect deaths and other severe side effects to be reported after any mass vaccination campaign, given the huge numbers of people involved. But determining whether or not the vaccine caused deaths can be very challenging. It requires that all other potential causes be ruled out first. The United Kingdom and the United States have also reported a number of cases of side effects that had fatal consequences. The European Medicines Agency says it will receive and consider monthly safety reports from companies authorized to sell vaccines, starting with the Pfizer jab. In India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched what he calls the world's largest vaccination program, aimed at reining in the pandemic in India, which has reported the second highest number of cases after the United States. There have been 447 cases of adverse event following immunization, also known as AEFI. Three people were hospitalized. Health Ministry spokesman Dr. Manohar Agnani said two people have been discharged and one is under observation at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Rishikesh.
447 cases of adverse event following immunization were reported on January the 16th and the 17th, and only three required hospitalizations. One, who was admitted to Delhi's Northern Railway Hospital, has been discharged. Another, who was admitted to All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi, has been discharged. And the third one is under observation at IIMS Rishikesh and is fine.
India's COVID-19 vaccination drive hit a bump on the first day due to glitches in an app called Cowin that is being used to coordinate the campaign, according to several officials involved in the immunization program. Cowin, developed by the government, is supposed to help by alerting healthcare workers who are first in line to get shots and by allowing officials to monitor and manage the entire drive. But many health workers in the western state of Maharashtra, who were due to receive the vaccines on Saturday, did not get the message, according to the local health department. In the eastern states of Odisha, officials said that they were forced to use printouts due to issues with the app. India was aiming to vaccinate more than 300,000 people on day one, but only just over 190,000 were inoculated on Saturday. Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab says the UK government hopes to offer vaccines to all adults by September.
The plan is to get the first 15 million most vulnerable people vaccinated with the first dose by the middle of February. We then want to get by early spring another 17 million. At that point, we'll have 99% of those most at risk of dying of coronavirus administered their first jab. And then the entire adult population, we want to have been offered a first jab by September.
The UK, which has Europe's highest COVID-19 death toll, has been under a national lockdown since the 5th of January. Schools are closed for most pupils, non-essential businesses are shut to the public, and people have been ordered to work from home where possible. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has set a target of vaccinating the elderly, including care home residents, the clinically vulnerable, and frontline workers, around 13 million people, by mid-February. Mr. Rapp told the BBC the government was on track to meet that target. If all goes smoothly, Mr. Johnson has said that England can consider easing lockdown restrictions from that time. NHS England Chief Executive Sir Simon Stevens told the BBC the service was currently vaccinating people at four times the rate of people being newly infected.
We will start testing 24/7 in some hospitals over the course of the next 10 days, but we are at the moment vaccinating at the rate of about 140 jabs a minute. And yesterday, Saturday, 250,000 people got their vaccinations on the NHS, and I'm pretty confident that by the time we get to the end of today, Sunday night, we will have perhaps done 1.5 million vaccinations this past week.
British government data shows almost 3.6 million people have received one dose of vaccine, the most in Europe, and an increase of 324,000 on the day before. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country is in a close race to vaccinate the public as COVID-19 infections spread rapidly. The Prime Minister says his government is aiming today to vaccinate around 200,000 people, and that will continue over the course of the week. Israel has already inoculated over 2 million of its 9.3 million citizens, one of the highest vaccination rates in the world. It is again under a nationwide, if partial, lockdown amid surging infection rates with over 540,000 cases of COVID-19 and nearly 4,000 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. Meanwhile, in the U.S., almost 24 million people have been infected with the coronavirus, with nearly 400,000 deaths recorded. Around the world, the coronavirus to date has infected nearly 95 million people and resulted in over 2 million deaths. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.